Chapter 12, It's All Worth It. Network marketing can be challenging. It's an emotional experience. The ups and downs can be dramatic. But in the end, for so many reasons, it's all worth it. The career you'll create. If you decide to become a network marketing professional, you'll not only create an income for yourself, but you'll create a career. I think about this a lot. Consider the skills required to be a doctor, a lawyer, a big company CEO, or even a world-class musician. You're talking about a high level of skill and a fairly high level of income. Now consider the skills necessary to become a network marketing professional. They're tiny in comparison, and yet many network marketing professionals enjoy a higher level of income and most certainly a higher degree of freedom. If you look at any career, there's a barrier of entry, how hard it is to get in, and a long-term benefit, what you get if you do get in. For example, a doctor might have 12 years of school plus an internship. That takes intelligence some of us don't have, money some of us don't have, or even possibly contacts some of us don't have. At the end, they get to enjoy a long-term benefit, although many of them would say the benefit wasn't worth the investment. There's always a ratio between the barrier of entry and the long-term benefit. There's no question in my mind that of all the professions in the world, the profession of network marketing has the best ratio when you compare the low barrier of entry with the high long-term return. One of the best decisions in my life was making a career out of network marketing instead of just messing around. Becoming a professional made all the difference, and now it's great fun to spend a good portion of my time helping other people do the same thing. The freedom you'll enjoy. Freedom is an interesting word. When it comes to work, I think we understand the concept, but not the entire meaning. For me, freedom means having choices. It means living the life I want to live instead of the life other people want me to live. Do you remember the imagination you had as a child? Imagine your life without limits. You wake up when you're done sleeping. You're doing work that is fulfilling and makes you happy. You get to work with people you enjoy. You don't have to compromise all the time. You work when you feel like working, but you also play when you feel like playing. You get to spend tons of time with the people who are important to you. You're living a big life and not wasting away in a box. When you get a clear picture of what freedom is about, you'll find the price you need to pay to achieve it in network marketing is very low. Facing your fears and living a life that's free is easy. Spending the rest of your days living half a life is hard. The lives you'll touch. It's one thing to create freedom for yourself and your family. It's another thing altogether to help someone else do the same. There are so many people struggling in this world. You have the ability to help people see a bigger picture for themselves. You can give hope to the hopeless. You can encourage their dreams. You can provide them with the inspiration necessary to face and overcome their fears. One of my greatest joys is to appear in someone else's testimonial. It's great to hear that someone was lost, and in some small way, I was able to help them find their way. Network marketing allows you to do this on a big scale. Not only can you help one person, but you can help hundreds or even thousands to live a better life. And the exciting thing is, that's just the beginning. It's just like throwing a rock into a pond. When it hits the water, you see the ripples growing larger and larger until they hit every edge of the pond. In network marketing, sometimes you don't see all the ripples. You might be aware of the impact you had on one person's life, and maybe one or two more ripples. But they keep growing whether you see them or not. That's why I do what I do. It's why I wrote this book. I know people will be positively impacted, and that's a stone thrown in the water. But then they'll make a positive impact on others, and the ripples begin. And those people will do the same, and over and over and over again. With network marketing, you really can make a difference. The people you'll meet. Network marketing has introduced me to the most amazing people. This profession gives you the chance to not only expand your group of friends, but also to be able to spend more time with them. You'll never find a more passionate group of entrepreneurs in any other profession. These people love life and spend their time lifting each other up. Here's an example of what that means to me and what it can mean for you. You can name virtually any state in the United States or any other country in the world, and a friend instantly pops into my mind. Network marketing has also introduced me to many of my heroes. I've been lucky enough to share the stage and become friends with great people, including Anthony Robbins, Brian Tracy, Dennis Waitley, the late Stephen Covey, Tom Peters, Les Brown, the late Og Mandino, David Bach, Robert Kiyosaki, Harvey McKay, Art Williams, Ken Blanchard, Tom Raff, Daniel Pink, Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, Jeffrey Gittimer, Gary Vaynerchuk, Tom Hopkins, and many, many others. On top of all that, I've been able to learn from more million-dollar MLM learners than I could count. All of them have had a positive impact on my life and my career. This profession also helped introduce me to my amazing wife, Marina. I was in Moscow for a big MLM training event, and she was attending that event with her family. Because she could speak multiple languages, she was helping to translate backstage. I was smitten. Our first date was in Red Square at midnight after the event. With the snow softly falling around us, I'll never forget it. We've been together ever since. I'm not saying you'll find the love of your life in MLM, but I am saying you'll find friendships that will last a lifetime. The places you'll see. If you build a large and successful network marketing business, a few things will happen. First, you'll win some trips that will be trips of a lifetime. Second, you're going to need to support your organization as they expand into every territory or country where your company does business. And third, you're going to have enough money and time to go wherever you'd like. It's been said that your life can be measured by the number and intensity of your experiences. If that's true, I've already lived a very long life. I've been to every state in the United States with the exception of Alaska, and I'll remedy that soon. I've also been to about 40 countries around the world. I've gone diving at the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, toured the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul, visited the Twin Towers in Malaysia, boated around James Bond Island off the coast of Thailand, visited the tent cities in Nigeria, ridden the huge Ferris wheel in the port of Singapore, had a private tour of the White House, watched the sunrise on New Year's Day at the Grand Canyon, enjoyed a 30-course meal at the world-famous El Bulli in Spain, cruised through the canals of Amsterdam, ridden a hot air balloon over the Rocky Mountains, rented an entire cruise ship for 2,000 of my friends to sail to the Bahamas, had dinner under the stars at the top of the Hotel de Paris in Monaco, visited my heritage in Norway, sailed the Black Sea off the coast of the Ukraine, witnessed the amazing Sistine Chapel in Rome, golfed at St. Andrews in Scotland, watched a World Cup match in Ireland, and prayed at the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. All of this, and so much more, was made possible because I embraced the great profession of network marketing. The same can happen for you. The causes you can contribute to. There are lots of worthy causes. You might want to give to your parents or someone else in your family or to an organization that means something to you. In 2011, I asked Harvey McKay, best-selling author, as well as a wildly successful businessman and community activist, for his secret to success. He told me his story. Eric, my father sat me down after I graduated from the University of Minnesota at age 21. I was a little bit cocky, going to take on the world, going to start at the top and work my way up. And he said, Harvey, 25%, one-fourth of your life, starting now, is going to be devoted to volunteerism. Now, I didn't know what that meant, other than I started volunteering for everything. Heart, cancer, United Way, Boy Scouts, March of Dimes, Salvation Army, everything. Let me tell you what that experience has done for me my entire life. Being on all those boards and being involved in all those charities, I became a better communicator. I became a better leader. I became a better salesperson. Because all I was doing was raising money for the more than 20 boards that I've been on, I became a better sales manager. And can you imagine how many new people I met by just being a volunteer? My network grew tremendously. But the biggest thing that happened was my sense of being a citizen of the world. To know that you've helped another human being and to be able to see the results, it's an unbelievable feeling. I'm so thankful to my father because his advice changed my life. This interview changed my life. Because it impacted my thinking on contribution. I'd always thought that there was really only one way to help a worthy cause, and that was with your money. But after my conversation with Harvey, I realized that there was three ways to help. The first is with your money. Of course, you can write a check, and that's wonderful. Network marketing can allow you to write bigger checks than you could ever imagine before. The second is with your time. Like Harvey said, you can dedicate a portion of your life to causes that are important to you. He chose 25%. You could choose whatever you'd like. But I'd encourage you to choose. And by time, I don't mean just volunteering a few hours here and there at the shelter or something. I mean, give your time to creative thinking, raising awareness, and raising money. And a third is probably most important, and that is with your influence. Take the time you're going to spend on your cause and put all of your influence behind it. Inspire your organization to do something great with you. Encourage your company to get involved. Leverage your network to do great things. you are powerful and more so because of your involvement in network marketing. Use that influence for good. It'll change your life for the better. The person you'll become in the process. Network marketing changed my life for the better because it forced me to become a better person. As a profession, we move products and services to the customers who want them, but our real purpose is much deeper. At its core, this profession is an incubator for personal growth. You'll learn how to face your fears. You'll learn how to solve problems. You'll learn how to feed your mind with positives and protect your mind from negatives. You'll learn how to grow stronger. You'll learn how to lead. When I first started out in this profession, I did almost everything out of fear. I was afraid I wouldn't succeed. I was afraid I was going to run out of prospects. I was afraid I was going to miss out on the opportunity. But over time, that fear went away. I decided to focus on myself and my skills instead of all the things I couldn't control, and then everything became clear. I learned the true secret of network marketing. The greatest benefit isn't getting what you want. The greatest benefit is what you'll need to become in order to get what you want. I learned what was always there and what has been passed down for ages. The journey is everything. Thank you for taking this journey with me. Let me conclude by sharing what I say at the end of every Network Marketing Pro video. Ladies and gentlemen, my wish for you is that you decide to become a network marketing professional, that you decide to go pro, because it is a stone-cold fact that we have a better way. Now let's go tell the world.